This morning, I want to share that when I was in third grade, one of the biggest thing, this was back in Korea, one of the biggest thing that my school did was baseball. That was the big popular sport. They got to wear the cool helmets and the uniform, and everyone wanted to be part of baseball so they can be popular. Well, one day, the coach approached me while I was playing in the playground with my friends. And he looked at me and he said, "You know, I think you'll be very good at baseball. You have these broad shoulders, and so I feel like you could really swing a bat. You should join us." Of course, I did try. So I did the tryouts. But before that, they had me do all kinds of things. One part of it was running around the school field, running laps. From throwing balls, from jumping jacks, all kinds of physical activity that I was not familiar with, that my body was not familiar with. You know, and one of the things I really, you know, did not like was that when we failed to do something, the punishment was getting hit on the butt by a metal bat. Because back in the day, you know, you could do that, especially in Korea. And so I had to do all of that. Why? So that I get to play in the team, that I get to be noticed and be popular, that I get to wear the uniforms and the cool helmets, that I get to throw a ball and play games. But after a while, the obligations, the have-tos, became a lot more of a burden than the get-tos. And so in the middle, I quit showing up because my had-tos, my have-tos got the better of me. I share this because one of the things that I really push for in people's relationship with God is that it's not to do things for God out of guilt or shame. I grew up in a culture that often motivated people through guilt and shame. That translated into my relationship with God in a way that was unhealthy. I believed that in the eyes of God, I was always a sinner making amends. I thought I had to build my way up to God, that I had to be worthy like everything else in the world. I thought I had to earn it. An impossible task, I assure you. So my relationship with God felt like everything else in the world, another obligation. Like I have to go to school to get grades to please my parents. I have to pray, read the Bible, and go to church to please God, I thought. I have to be nice. I have to be respectful. And following God felt more like a chore, a burden. And one day it came all crashing down. I was at my lowest point in life. And in that point of my life, God whispered to me and said, I still love you. I have always loved you, and I will always love you. I don't know where that came from. It certainly wasn't coming from me, because that's not what I believed. But that's what I heard. And it was in that realization that my heart really began to change. Because I realized that I wasn't trying out for God's team. I realized that I was already in God's team, in God's kingdom. Not because of what I did, but because centuries ago, there was somebody who did the work for me, Jesus Christ. I was hesitant to share this quote because I looked it up. It is attributed, the quote, to Karl Barth, one of the theologians, prominent theologians. But I haven't found the source for it. So just hear the story without thinking too much about it. Someone asked, Dr. Barth, when was the exact moment when you were saved? Have you ever gotten that question before? When were you saved? And Karl Barth apparently have responded, I was saved at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon on a hill outside the city of Jerusalem in the year 33 AD. Let that sink in for you. Whether you believe it or not, what has happened has happened. When Jesus died on that cross, he didn't die for just us, just for those people at that time. He said he died and paid it all for who? For all people. Apparently, Karl Barth believed that that's when he was saved. And for me, I realized that I wasn't doing to try out for a team. I wasn't going to church. I wasn't reading the Bible so that I can be worthy of God's love. No. God already loved me. When I was yet a sinner, Jesus died for me. I was already in the team, and now I get to live a life that is free from hate, fear, and self-centeredness. I don't have to be that way anymore. One of the most powerful shifts in a believer's life, I believe, is the move from have to get to. I have to go to church becomes I get to worship with God's people. I have to serve becomes I get to make an eternal difference. I have to forgive because I get to show mercy like Jesus did. This passage is not a list of burdens. It is an invitation into a purpose. Jesus doesn't say you might be the salt, you could be the light. He says you are. You are the salt. You are the light. Do you believe that today? This isn't about pressure. It's about who we are. But he gives us a warning. If salt loses its saltiness, it's ineffective. That's what happens when Christians forget the privilege of living for Christ and start going through the motions. Don't lose your get-tos. Keep your heart in the place that says, what an honor to represent Jesus. Because we are already in the team of God, we get to live like Jesus. I'm out of time, so I'm going to skip a lot of this. Basically, what I'm saying is that you get to be light, shining hope in the darkness. You get to glorify God, living in a way that points people to Him. So the next time you're tempted to say, I have to, stop and remember that we get to. This year, your ministry team have worked to dream, vision, and are preparing toward all the things that they hope to accomplish in the coming year. And I invite you to meet them this morning as you fill out your pledge cards that you have gotten in your mail and in your bulletin board, bulletins this morning. And if you are online and wasn't able to be here due to the weather, you are welcome to drop them off next week to Keisha's office. But this is an opportunity where you get to be part of God's work and respond in a way that our hope-tos can become our get-tos. Growing up, I liked to go to school. I did not like to go to school. I had to go to school. But there was a period in my life where I couldn't go to school for 2 years and realized that going to school was a privilege that I took for granted. Opportunity to learn and build relationship with my peers. So when I went back to school, it wasn't because I had to, but that I got to. I got to go to school because I knew that there would come a time where I wouldn't be able to, even if I wanted to. Yesterday, I was scrolling through Facebook. I saw that it was Karen Barnes' birthday yesterday. I took that morning thanking God for creating her and that for a brief period here on earth, I had the honor and the privilege to meet her, to get to know her, to have a relationship with her. Not I have to or I had to, but that I got to. I get to be here at Surfside UMC this morning. I get to serve alongside wonderful and talented people. I get to speak to you all and build relationship with you all because I know that one day there will come a time where I will not have the opportunity to do so because I have learned that nothing is ever permanent and that there will come a time where this opportunity too will pass. A chance to speak with you all. A chance to serve God with you all. I share this to remind us that this too is a limited opportunity of privilege here on earth. That we get to worship with one another, get to love one another, get to care for one another, get to build relationship with one another. So don't let anything get in the way of loving each other. The Bible says nothing can separate us from God's love. In the same way, let nothing get in the way of our love for each other and for the people of this world. Let us not take for granted what's been given to us. It's easy because we ourselves have not earned it. So we might feel that we are entitled to it, or that we oftentimes take it for granted. Free things usually does that. But surely enough, someone paid for it to a great extent so that we can enjoy the blessings today. So let us not forget that as we praise God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.